Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host, welcoming you in through the squeaking door. Come in, see my latest collection of corpses. I've dug up some very interesting pieces, but of course I had to pay a stiff price. This petrified man, for instance, he's over 100 years old. They found him in a forest. That's right, aged in the woods.
My goodness, do you expect folks to believe nonsense like that?
Oh, but it's true, Mary. Look over here at this artist model. The last time she posed for a sketch, she was drawn and quartered. The artist wanted to paint her with her head in her hands, but he didn't have the nerve to axe her. So he sawed her in half.
What an imagination you have.
You don't believe me. All right. I'm not going to show you my corpse collection anymore. This is the last time.
Well, I don't believe that either.
Tonight's story is called Dead Man's Debt. It's an original radio play by Robert Newman. And our star tonight is Joseph Julian, who plays the role of Danny. The corner cell in the courthouse jail. Stone walls, stone floor, and a hard cot. Lying on the cot, huddled under the blanket, is Danny Gorman. His eyes are closed and his breathing is regular. But even he is not sure whether he's asleep or awake. For he's listening to a voice. A voice he's heard quite often during the past few weeks. And a voice he shouldn't be able to hear. A voice of a dead man.
Are you sleeping, Danny? Don't. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
A real waste.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be sleeping for a long, long time, very soon. When you're dead like I am.
No.
Yes, no. Danny. Did you think you were going to get away with it? You won't. You'll pay.
Oh,
no, I said no.
Get up. Stop.
We are
out.
What's the trouble in here? What are you making all that racket for?
Better
pull yourself together and get moving. Waiting for you downstairs, court sensation.
Don't rush me. I'm coming.
I'm not rushing you. Sure glad to be rid of you. Judge won't be coming back here again.
What? What do you mean?
They'll wind up your case this morning. Hand down a verdict before lunch. 2-1, they do it without leaving the jury box. And 10-1, it's guilty.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have.
Prisoner will rise and face the jury.
Go on, Danny. Stand up.
What is your verdict?
Not guilty.
No, right. You mean?
Go on, Ryan. I should have taken him up on it.
Then the one
he wanted to give me
the
jury
would
have sent me up. But I
knew
it. I knew you
were.
Order.
Order, Mr. Russell. You quiet your client?
I apologize, Your Honor, but as you can imagine, he's been under considerable strain. Take it easy, Danny.
Danny. Oh, Danny.
Well, Gail, how are you, baby?
I knew it too, Danny. I knew they'd let you go. They had to.
I'm coming here to celebrate. It's not very fancy, but, well, this is where they picked me up, put the cuffs on me. I'm kind of sentimental about it.
Perfectly all right.
Hey, say, Russell, you did a swell job getting me off.
Well, thank you. I had probably done better if I didn't have a conscience.
How come?
I was assigned your case. I had to defend you. And I did the best job I could. But it was a little hard to put my heart in it when I knew you were guilty. Not of the murder you were charged with, but another one.
What?
Is that supposed to be funny, Mr. Russell?
It's not, Gail. Danny was charged with the murder of Carson, a well-known jeweler, whose body was found a few miles from his country house. Danny was seen in the vicinity in the company of Stack Allen, a man with a long criminal record. Now, if you remember, there were just three things that saved Danny. One, the fact that Carson was thought to have a valuable diamond on him. Danny didn't have the diamond, and it hasn't been found yet. Two, Carson was shot with a .45. Danny's gun was a .38. And three, Stack Allen has disappeared. Now, on the basis of these three facts, I was able to convince the jury that it was Stack who killed Carson and took the diamond. And as a matter of fact, that's what I think did happen.
Well?
The DA made one mistake. He charged you with a wrong murder. I don't believe you killed Carson. But I do think you killed Stack Allen.
That's ridiculous. Danny, tell him it's not true. Tell him.
What are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I'm not a policeman. I'm an attorney.
You're lying.
No. No. You see, basically, I have great respect for the law. I believe that even though it sometimes makes mistakes, it generally corrects them. I think it'll catch up with you. In the meantime, it's a matter of my services. Since I saved your life, I figure you owe me a good deal.
Don't worry about that. I'll pay you.
Yes? How?
Never mind that. I said I'd pay you.
You don't have the money now. I know that. If you wanted me to, I could probably help you.
I don't want any help from you or anyone else. I said I'd pay you and I will. Come on, Gail. Let's get out of here.
Stack, no, leave me alone.
I can't, Danny. Not until you pay for what you did to me. And you will pay for that. And soon.
Who's that?
It's me, Danny. Gail.
Oh. Okay, just a second.
Hello, Danny.
Hi.
Starting to get a little worried about you. You all right?
Sure, I'm all right. What is there to worry about?
Well, it's been a week since I saw you. I've been hearing things. That you were hanging around with the old gang again. With Frankie.
So what?
You mean it's true? Danny, you shouldn't. You know what almost happened with what would have happened if it hadn't been for Mr. Russell.
Russell?
You wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for him. Danny, you said you were going straight, and instead, he wanted to help you, remember?
How are you, Danny? Russell, what are you doing here? Look, if you're worried about your dough, I told you I'd pay you.
I never said anything about money, Danny, and I'm not worried about being paid. I'm a firm believer in balancing accounts. We pay for everything we do.
What are you driving at?
You killed Stack Allen for the diamond you took from Carson, but you never got the diamond. Suppose I help you find it.
What? How do you know where it is?
I don't know. I'm only guessing. But if you show me where you buried Stack's body, I think maybe we can find it together.
You're just trying to trap me. Tag me with Stack's murder.
I told you I was an attorney, not a policeman.
Okay. Okay, I'll take a chance on it. Get your car, I'll show you. Easy now. Turn off there to the left.
Into the woods?
Yeah. Just a little further. All right, go slow. Okay, now stop.
I think you'd better stay here, Gail. Not going to be very pleasant.
No, tell her. I'll come.
Just as you like. Now, tell me again just how it happened, Danny.
Well, we drove down here after we knocked Carson off to decide just what we're going to do. I had a feeling Stack was going to plug me so he wouldn't have to split with me. I decided to beat him to it. He went over there. He sat down on that log. And he was playing with his ear the way he used to, pulling on it. I let him have it. I searched him, but I couldn't find the diamond.
What did you do with the body?
I dug a deep hole right there. I dumped him in it, and I piled wood on it, and then built a fire. And after it burned down, I covered it up.
Okay. Let's get the shovels out of the car and start digging.
Hey, my shovel hit something. I think it's him.
Yeah, will you go back to the car?
No, I'm going to stay. I just won't look.
There he is. At least his bones.
Put your shovel under his skull and lift it carefully.
Hey, the diamond.
The diamond ran right underneath him.
How did you know?
I didn't. I told you I was guessing. You saw him take it from Carson, knew he had it with him, but you couldn't find it when you searched him. You mentioned that when he was thinking, he had a way of playing with his ear.
His ear, of course. That was it. He had it in his ear. Maybe he figured I was going to stick him up or something. Maybe. Anyway, I got it now. We're rich, you hear, Gail? We're rich.
Yes, I hear.
What are you looking at me for that way?
Danny, I loved you for a long time. Even when I knew there were things wrong with you. I stuck with you through the trial because I thought you were innocent. That you hadn't killed Carson. Now I hate you.
I stood trial. I got off, didn't I? I paid for the diamond. And now it's mine.
Yes, Danny. It's yours. But you haven't paid for it. You're only going to start paying for it.
And now, friends, back to the story of Danny Gorman, who was tried for the wrong murder and who's found, so far at least, that crime does pay, and very nicely, too. It's about an hour later now, and a car with three very silent people in it has just reached the outskirts of the town.
What's the matter with you two, anyway? What are you sitting there like a pair of mummies for? Why don't you say something?
I said everything I had to there in the woods, Danny.
I've got nothing to say.
No, nothing at all. I'm trying for a lily act now, Russell. Don't forget, you're in this as deep as... Hey, wait a minute. Stop right here. Yeah, that's right. In front of that hot shop.
Where are you going?
Inside to see a friend. Might just as well get the dough to pay you off right now. And I won't have to listen any more to your double talk. Hello, Finney.
Well, Danny. Haven't seen you in a long time. And I didn't think I'd ever be seeing you again.
How come?
Yeah, I thought that anybody who'd just beaten a murder rap would have sense enough to keep in it clear. Not get mixed up with anything hot. Or is it the social visit?
Not exactly. Take a look at this.
Very nice diamond.
Very nice indeed.
What's it worth? Well, you really want to know what it's worth? You want to know what I'll give you for it?
What's the difference?
A great deal. It's worth, let me take another bucket. Yes, it's worth $10,000, maybe $12,000. I'll give you $2,000 for it.
What? Why, you old... What's the idea?
It's very simple, Danny. You were tried for Carson's murder and you got off because you had a good lawyer and because there wasn't enough evidence. But if you were tried again, right now, you wouldn't do so well. Because this is the very best kind of evidence right here. You see, I happen to know that this is Carson's diamond.
Yeah?
Yes, Danny. That means that you wouldn't dare take it to anybody else. It wouldn't be wise for you even to take it out of this shop. And that's why it's very generous of me to offer you $1,500 for it.
$1,500? But you just said... Okay, Finney. Take the diamond, give me the dough.
It's very sensible of you, Danny. Come back tomorrow about the same time.
I'm doing. I'm taking a powder out of town. I want the dough right now.
All right, Danny. Wait out there and I'll get it for you. Seven. 21. 4. There we are.
Be a knife, Finney.
Danny, you stop.
Give me a chance with a gun now with my friends outside. Shouldn't have driven such a hard bargain. Because now I'm not only going to take the diamond back, I'm going to take every cent you got in the safe. After all, it won't do you any good anymore.
All right.
Let's get going.
You seem quite pleased with yourself.
Why shouldn't I be? Get rid of the diamond and I finally got my hands on some real dough. I can pay you off now. What do I owe you?
I told you, Danny. A great deal. Your life.
Okay, don't build it up. What do you want in cash?
I never said anything about money, Danny. There is something I want. When the right time comes, I think I'll get it.
Yeah? Who is it? Me, Danny. Frankie.
Oh, just a second.
Hiya, Frankie.
Fine. A little worried about how you were.
And me? How come?
That little job last night. Said you wanted to get in on it, and you never showed up. So maybe you were sick or something.
Oh, that, No. It was just that, Well, I changed my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of thought it over. I decided, I better stay in the clear. Go straight from now on.
That's smart, Danny. Real smart.
Yeah, I think so. How'd it go?
Smooth as silk. We ended up with stuff worth, 3 or 4 G's anyway.
Yeah, swell.
Yeah. So we had to, it was all over that we ran into something kind of funny.
What was that?
Well, the stuff was kind of hot, and we thought we ought to unload right away, so we went down to Finney's. You know, the fence,
yeah.
We got there, it didn't seem like there was anyone around. I took a gander in the back room, and you won't believe this. But the safe was open. Cleaned out. And it was Finney. Dead.
What? Well, have any idea who did it?
I don't know. He'd been knifed. Whoever got him left in such a hurry, they forgot to take the knife with them. I got it right here.
Let's see.
No, don't touch it, Danny. You might get your fingerprints on it, and that'd be bad.
I said don't touch it. I'll try any monkey tricks, or I'll bash it for keeps.
So you were going straight, eh?
You mealy-mouthed double-crosser. Where's the diamond? What are you talking about?
Don't give me that. You think I know your knife when I see it? There's only one reason you'd go to see Finney. To cash in on that diamond you and Stack took from Carson.
Well, I want it. Okay. Okay, Frankie, you can have it. I've been having nothing but tough luck ever since they first laid eyes on it. It's over there in my bureau, hidden under my stuff, so I'll get it for you.
You're starting to show some sense.
Yeah, I think so. More sense than to let you leave here knowing what you know. Now, get my friend the lawyer down here. Everything will be hunky-dory. Sure got down here fast, Russell. Hey, what's the idea?
Bringing Gail with me? I thought she might be interested in anything you might have to say to me. You said something about another case?
Yeah. Look over there, in the corner.
Oh.
Frankie? Frankie Ring? And he's dead?
You killed him?
Yeah. It was self-defense. See, he came down here to get me to go out on a job with him. I told him I wouldn't, that I was going straight, and he pulled a gun. There it is in his hand. See? I got my own rod in the bureau, and, well, that was that. Sound okay?
Fine.
It ain't going to be easy, I know. Me coming up for a second murder rap. But you can get me off. I got plenty of dough this time. I can really pay. Thing is, what do we do first?
We don't do anything, Danny. There are a lot of things you can do. My suggestion is that you call the police. Give yourself up.
What? You mean you're not going to take this case?
No, Danny.
Why not? You fought it for me the last time.
Yes, Danny, and I told you why. I was assigned the case, couldn't turn it down. Besides, you were being tried for the wrong murder. But this time, it won't be the wrong murder. It'll be the right one. This is the one I said was finally going to catch up with you.
I see. Is your car downstairs by any chance?
Yes, why?
I'm starting to feel a little restless. Let's go places. Go ahead, March.
Danny, what are you going to do?
Are you kidding? You know about Stack and about Freddy. Somehow I don't think I'd sleep so good knowing that you knew. Besides that, there's one more you don't know about, Finney. I got him yesterday while you were waiting in the car. After your first three, they tried to come easy, even dames. We're going to take a little ride together. But I got a feeling we're not all of us coming back. Keep driving till I tell you to stop.
Right.
You're taking this awful quiet, the two of you. Maybe you don't think I'm going to go through with it.
Oh, I think you intend to, all right. Whether you will or not is another story. So is the reason I'm taking it this way. Maybe this is as good a time as any to tell you a few things. Why I took your case in the first place.
Well?
It was because of Carson. He was my father's best friend. Kind of a second father. He who put me through law school. When he was murdered, I made up my mind to get to the bottom of it, find out who killed him. I didn't think it was you, and it wasn't. You were involved. And I knew that if I helped you get what the murder was committed for, the diamond, eventually you'd pay for the murder you committed. Well, now, you've got not one, but three murders to pay for.
What are you stopping for?
Railroad crossing. There's a train coming. Can't you hear the bell?
I told you to keep going till I said for you to stop.
Okay. Hey, look out here. Stall the car.
Yeah. Make sure it's safe, though. I'll just take these keys.
Danny, you're right on the track.
Yeah, this is it. You fell in love, see? You ran away together, smacked into the train. Now, don't try to do it. They're locked. I'll just wait over here and make sure everything goes the way it should.
Well, Gail.
Somehow I'm not frightened. And I don't care.
Hey, my foot! My foot! Come on! Right!
Not
coming down your track. Coming down this one. Yes. He's on the wrong track. Been on the wrong track for a long time.
John, what was it you said before? About why you took the case. Was it true?
Yes.
You always talked about payment, about something you wanted.
I wanted justice. And I also wanted something else. Someone Danny had it first and then lost. Someone he didn't deserve.
John.
Yes, just. That's right. You.
Say, what is this anyway? Inner Sanctum or Love's Old Sweet Song? You'd better get yourself another tune, Professor. Or I'd better get myself another program to haunt. That's right. One more sappy ending like that and they can get themselves another host.
Well, what was the matter with that ending? I thought it was the nicest one we've had this year. I thought it was sweet the way those two people discovered they loved each other.
Listen, Mary, there's only one kind of sweet stuff that goes on this program, and that's sweet essence of cyanide. And now, a word of advice, friends. Don't let tonight's story, all this business about dead men's deaths, prey on your mind too much. If you should wake up at about 2 in the morning and hear strange footsteps coming up the stairs towards your room, don't worry. It won't be a homicidal maniac. It will probably be the ghost of a bill collector coming to collect I owe you. By the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is Lay That Pistol Down by Richard Palmer. And now it's time to close the squeaking door. So, good night. Pleasant dreams.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.